This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
The United States continues to believe that the best viable path, indeed the only path, is through a two-state solution.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Friday urged Israel to temporarily stop its military offensive on Gaza, allowing for aid to enter the Palestinian enclave. But Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda says the request faced pushback from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
It comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made it clear earlier that day. There would be no pause in the war with Hamas unless Israeli hostages are released. He had met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was on his second trip to the country since the October 7th Hamas attacks. Part of Blinken's visit was focused on convincing the Israeli government to agree to temporary pauses that would protect Palestinian civilians.
Netanyahu rejected any such halt unless hostages held by Hamas are freed. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Laratonda, who says the response by Netanyahu suggests any agreement could still be far away. At least 56 people were killed when a shallow 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit a remote pocket of Nepal, according to officials on Saturday, both in the government and scientists who monitor such things. The tremor hit the far west of the Himalayan country late Friday, measured by the U.S. Geological Survey at just 18 kilometers deep. Moderate tremors were felt as far away as New Delhi. This is VOA News. Latin America and the Caribbean are poised for stronger growth in the coming years, buoyed by Friday's agreement by the United States, Canada, and 10 countries to strengthen regional supply chains, according to the head of the Inter-American Development Bank. IDB President Ilan Goldfein told reporters the bank would play a big role in what he called an inflection point for the region after signing three new agreements with the United States in areas of migration, preservation of biodiversity, and steps to mobilize more private sector investments.
This is an agreement that basically glues together the Americas, the U.S., with countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. The U.S. needs the region, and the region needs the U.S.
U.S. President Joe Biden and top officials from Barbados, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Peru, Uruguay, Mexico, and Panama on Friday pledged to deepen economic ties with a big focus on migration and supply chains. The water level at Lake Titicaca on the Peru-Bolivian border is edging toward a record low, exacerbated by the weather phenomenon known as El Nino, that is expected to still get more intense in the coming months. The waters of the sprawling freshwater lake nestled in the Andes Mountain fall on an average of 10 centimeters per month since April. British actor comedian Russell Brand accused in a lawsuit filed on Friday of sexually assaulting a film extra on the New York set of the 2011 romantic comedy Arthur, in which he starred as a boozing, philandering heir to a fortune. The suit follows a recent flurry of allegations reported in the British news media against the 48-year-old performer by several women, accusing him of sexual assault and inappropriate behavior, some dating back 20 years. A bunch of music's A-listers convened in Brooklyn Friday to celebrate this year's class of legends entering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, among them Missy Elliott and the late George Michael. Rock experimentalist Kate Bush, agitators Rage Against the Machine, country icon Willie Nelson, heartland singer Sheryl Crow, and the R&B group The Spinners round out the 2023 class of inductees. Chaka Khan, Al Kooper, and Bernie Taupin receiving the Hall's Musical Excellence Awards. Music's Excellence Awards. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.